This is WHCL 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York. Of course, you knew that. WHCL.org. And I wish to inform you, stay tuned now for a very, very special edition of Radiola. And no, people say that, but this really will be. Because this is in honor of the greatest saxophone player who ever lived, who is now living no longer, Al Galadoro.
Gentlemen, on the Stairway to the Stars this evening, I want you to meet Al Galadoro. Al is a saxophone player, and very few of the big wigs in the entertainment business have given any thought to making a star of a saxophone player. But I think you'll agree, when you hear Al Galadoro, that there's one saxophone player brilliant enough to go it alone, to become a star in his own right. He's going to play Nola, originally written for the piano, and when played at a fast tempo, quite difficult, even for a good pianist. But to play Nola on the saxophone, and at the speed Al plays it, it's definitely impossible. Just listen. Bit of tooting as these ears have heard many a day, Al.
Thank you, Pop, and I'm very grateful for the opportunity you've given me.
Thank you. the wonderful sounds of a bass clarinet, and you have no idea how much wind it takes to play that. Even for a person that's totally in great shape, and for a person that's 94 that had a pacemaker put in about 12 days ago, a week ago on Wednesday, and he's here, nothing short of a miracle, playing this windy, windy instrument. So as to what we could hope for ourselves that we stay so fit at that age.
Thank you, Joanne. You know my saying, I was born with the horns, I will die with the horns. And that's it.
And that was Al Galadoro speaking. Al died Saturday, October 4th, of extreme old age. His brain and his talent were always, always there. It never went away. But his body failed, because all our bodies must fail. But Al's failed at 95. That was recorded a year ago at the Seago Cafe. And you heard Joanne Chmielewski there on piano, and also her introducing Al. Lou Colon on drums, and Ryan Serbus on bass. And we'll hear more from that recording later. That's a recording that I made on September 22nd, 2007. Before that, on Radiola, we began with Al Galadoro with Paul Whiteman on radio broadcast from 1946, NOLA. And you just could see the range, the amazing talent this man had, but it never left him. Not till the end. And he said, I was born with the horns, and I will die with the horns. Well, 2 weeks before he died, before his final illness and death, he played a concert for 500 people in Corning, at the Corning Jazz and Harvest Festival. And we have to just be amazed by that. I'm Andy Senior, and this is a very special and very heartfelt edition of Radiola dedicated to Mr. Al Galadoro, who will be greatly missed. But he left us such wonderful music. Here he is in 1939 with Paul Whiteman's Sax Soctet. Paul Whiteman was trying to get on the swing angle, and he had an all reed section that we're recording with the guitarist and rhythm. But beautiful stuff here, and you will hear Al on the alto sax and on Blue Skies. And today, there were such blue skies for his funeral, you wouldn't believe it.
Thank you.
That was El Gadadora on the clarinet, and he wasn't playing a tango. Although, if you want to hear a tango, get a saxophone contrast album. He plays Jealousy very, very nicely. That's a tango. This guy wanted a tango. I'd rather have Sweet Georgia Brown, actually. That was from 1969. That was Al in his absolute... Of course, his prime lasted a long time. When you got Al, his prime lasted 70 years with that guy. But that was... That was Sweet Georgia Brown, recorded in Birmingham, Alabama. That's from A Moment in Time, the latest CD released by Al from a private recording he had that he always recorded himself when he played. So there are so many tapes out there that he made of himself as he played right up to the end, and just incredible. Al's first love was the clarinet, and he started that, playing that at the age of 7. So he started playing the clarinet in 1920 and played it as long as he could. And when his hands got too arthritic, he switched to the mostly the alto sax, but also the bass clarinet. Before that, we had Al on an alto with the Paul Whiteman sax octet in 1939. Paul Whiteman was really his big break. He also played. He was actually up until last Saturday. He was the last surviving member of the Isham Jones Band, as far as we know. But probably his brother was there in the section with him, his brother Frank, who is still alive at 91 on the West Coast in California. So Frank Galadoro is still alive, but Al was, you know, he was like the sun in the sky. And you could just hear that. Everything he played. And we're going to miss him. We're going to miss Al greatly. Al was born in 1913, and it was, as I said, at the age of 7, he wanted to play the clarinet. Finally, he wanted to play at 5, but his father didn't let him get going until at 7. But, boy, when he got going, he got going. He was performing professionally for something like 85 years. And here's Al and Joanne Chmielowski in 2008 on a WAMC radio broadcast, Performance Place. Here they are with Body and Soul. Thank you. And that was Liza by the Gershwins. What a recording. And that was from 1951. That was Al on the Saxophone Contrasts album, which was re-released on his own label, Golden Rooster Records. By the way, if you go to my Radiola blog, type Radiola into Google or type in Radiola into radiolablog.blogspot.com, you'll find a link to his website. And I urge you to buy any and all of his available Golden Rooster albums. Also, there's one on the Basta label, but with the Bohunks, and I'll be playing that very, very soon. But that was Liza from 1951. Before that, something I think has also been reissued on CD, but this is from the LP, Jill Corey, and Al himself, when we last time I saw him in July, when he was, you know, he basically figured that he wasn't going to be long for this world, and in fact he wasn't. And I kept saying, no, we'll see you again, Al. But he said this was a record that he made. And this same solo that he plays on that selection, Bye Bye Blues, he played on A Moment in Time, which is available. But he said that he duplicated that solo in 1969 in that Birmingham concert that he recorded and has just been released this year. And that was from 1957, Bye Bye Blues, with the Glenn Oser Orchestra. Starting with a recording from a radio show in February 4th, 2008, with Joanne Chmielowski, Body and Soul, Al on the alto and the bass clarinet, and a lot of soul. His body was starting to fail, but boy, that soul, that kept him going. And this is Radiola on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This is a special broadcast in memory and in celebration of the life of Al Galadoro, the greatest saxophone, probably the greatest reed man around, without much contention. Jimmy Dorsey said so, and Jimmy Dorsey knew his reeds. Here's Al with the Bohunks, recorded in 1999, and this is one I recommend everybody buy. If you're going to buy one Al Galadoro CD, buy Out of Nowhere with the Bohunks. That's on Basta 30-9092-2, but you can find that on my Radiola blog and probably through his website. It's freely available, but you got to get this one. This is Smoke Rings. Sophisticated Lady, recorded in 2004. I was 91 when he made that recording, and that was Joanne Chmielewski on piano. Beautiful, beautiful sound of Al Galadoro, and we're remembering him tonight on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. This is a very special edition of Radiola, not like most Radiolas you might have heard before, but it's my prerogative to do a tribute in the memory and in celebration of Al and all the wonderful music he gave us. Before that, it was the Bohunks from Holland, and Al went to Holland in 1999 to record with them, and he was a mere lad of 85 when that was made on the clarinet. You could hear him right there, smoke rings, but what a sound. Al himself said that was his favorite recording. And I urge, as I said, buy Out of Nowhere with Al Galadoro and the Bohunks. Buy all the other ones too, by the way, because they're just wonderful. Here's Al in October of 2006, shortly after we met him, actually, on a WAMC FM program, Dancing on the Air. Joanne is there, and a lot of other musicians whom I don't have the personnel list, but it's a nice recording from 06. It had to be you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're listening to Al Galadaro on the reed, Joanne Chmielewski on the piano.
Limehouse Blues from Sarasota Saxes, also on the Golden Rooster label. You can buy that one, too. That was recorded in 2003. Al was 90, and Al was, and the kid who was playing with him, or he was a kid then, he was 16, and he had never heard that song before that session. He had never heard Limehouse Blues, and that's what it was, before that session, which is just incredible. Tucker Antel was the tenor sax player. I heard that last night from the bassist on that recording, Larry Trott, who was, we talked briefly, and he mentioned that Tucker Antel had never heard that. And there was also Charlie Prodzik on keyboards and Don Foster on drums. But that was Sarasota Saxes, the 90-year-old Al, 16-year-old, Tucker Antel. Tucker is doing very... Here's a guy to watch. You're going to see more of him. A lot more of Tucker Antel. Gives me hope for the future, actually. This is Radiola. Before that, you heard It Had to Be You, which was Dancing on the Air, recorded in October 2006. And this is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And we're going to continue now with a classical interlude. Here's Al with Francois Schubert's Francois Schubert, which isn't Franz Schubert, it's another Schubert, actually. The bee. This is going to also be a set about bees, too. You'll hear another thing, too.
Dresden composer named Francois Schubert looked at the bee and said it would make interesting music. And so he wrote a little piece of music describing it. Al Galadoro looked at the little piece of music describing the bee and said, it's difficult to play, but it can be done. And as proof that the bee can be reproduced through a clarinet, he's going to play the piece now, The Bee by Francois Schubert.